ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, you scream, we all scream.
Waffle cones filled with Buller's creamy real ice cream, gooey sauces and generous toppings. The all-new Buller Creamy Classic Sundae range is definitely worth screaming about. Buller, some things are just unfakeable. We all scream for ice cream!
You're listening to SBS News.
The movements of a samurai and his sword are beautifully elegant and yet efficient, and for an opponent, potentially deadly. Ryo Tamura is a descendant of a samurai clan. He's also a martial arts expert. His moves with the sword are dynamic and precise. Samurai warriors served Japanese nobles from the late 12th century until the practice was abolished during the Meiji era in the late 1870s. Expertise with weapons was not only the martial skill the samurai were known for. Loyalty, honour and discipline were paramount. Even though Mr. Tamura comes from a samurai dynasty, it's something he's kept mainly to himself.
If anything, people tend to see it as something obscure, someone quietly passing down strange or unsettling techniques. I did not live in hiding, but I rarely spoke openly about it.
But he's concerned that Japan is losing some of its martial spirit.
Japan has lived without experiencing war for a rather long time and has passed through a peaceful era. Possibly because of that, samurai forgot conflict during the Edo period, when relative peace prevailed for more than 260 years. I have a slight concern that we are losing the spirit of it, too.
Now, a newly opened museum in the Japanese capital, Tokyo, displays armor and weapons from various periods spanning 700 years. It's packed with visitors, especially tourists from overseas. They're allowed to try on samurai items and playfully pose for photos wearing helmets while holding swords. Canadian visitor Masa Nikami was fascinated.
It was really interesting to see all the accessories they had, that they had collected, all their attires and the swords. Yeah, it was really good.
And Dylan Wilde, who's from the UK, found the exhibition was about so much more than the military side of samurai life.
Yeah, the traditional aspects rather than just the warring and battles, it's a completely different world to us. So I think that's why people see it as a different thing, especially now, especially in the West, we look like we're going more back into wars and leaving a peaceful period and into more of a conflict period. I think people are interested in how other cultures have dealt with that in the past.
Mr. Tamura is disappointed at the difference in reactions between foreign visitors and local people. He sees it as indifference towards his family's culture and heritage. He hopes that opening up to a foreign audience will also allow Japan to reclaim its history.
With help from people outside Japan who are interested in samurais, I strongly hope that the samurai culture will be rediscovered and reintroduced with its new values.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
Waffle cones filled with Buller's creamy real ice cream, gooey sauces and generous toppings. The all-new Buller Creamy Classic Sundae range is definitely worth screaming about. Ice cream! Buller. Some things are just unfakeable.